repair.
License number 34827.
Now, live from the WOAI studios in San Antonio, it's the Joe Pag Show.
Joe Pags Show. To talk to Joe, call 888-941-PAGS. And now, it's Joe Pags.
All right, great radio stations across the land, joepags.com, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, email. It's all right there. Also, the live video feed, glad to have you along for the ride. It's the Joe Pags Show. Coming your way on a Thursday already? Carrie, is it Thursday?
Yes, it is.
Wow.
Yeah.
How did that happen? Tomorrow's June. Where was I? Where was I sleeping?
Crazy, I know.
Seems I got to have a change of scene.
That is the Lockster right there.
Every night I have strangest dreams.
Thursday, almost Friday, the weekend's almost here. That's how we do. You're feeling all right. There may or may not be a PAGS parody today.
Left here on my own.
Sorry?
So it seems.
Oh, no, nothing.
Were you voting, Carrie?
No, I think I voted yesterday,
vote? Yes.
Didn't I?
Stop to
voted
what did
no.
you say yesterday?
I said
I think
no.
you voted yes.
Nope. Took the key.
You feeling all right?
Wow.
Uh-oh. I'm not feeling too good myself.
You know, my voice should be warmed up if there's a parody.
Yes, sir. Feeling all right.
Nailed the harmony.
Uh-oh. I'm not feeling too good myself.
Uh-oh. Exactly right. I don't have enough caffeine. I mean, I don't have enough caffeine.
Singing on not having enough caffeine.
Oh, no. That singing was excellent. I didn't say it was bad save. You're saying it's bad save.
I was saying it was bad, yeah.
Well, then you know what? Maybe you can do better. The second verse is already done. No, let's go. Go ahead.
No, sorry. I don't know the words. Sorry.
Carrie Lockie now. I feel all right. On the Joe Pag Show. Here we go.
I'm good. I'm thinking.
All right. So, I normally eat caffeine mints. And I've had them for 20 years or so, and I guess two or three is like a cup of coffee or something. And you get so used to having so many caffeine mints that when you don't have them for a while, it gives you that caffeine headache.
Yeah.
And I really can't replace it with the soda, and I don't drink coffee, so I can't do that. You do coffee?
I do coffee, yeah. I like coffee.
I'm guessing Polo doesn't do coffee.
I don't. I can't understand the smell of the brew of coffee.
I honestly really like smelling the coffee grounds in the container. Mm-hmm. But when you make the coffee, I'm like, who? Let me ask you this. In history, who decided, what the hell, let's add some water and drink it? You know what I mean? Who said that?
I don't know.
Those words?
I got to add a little something to my coffee. I can't just drink it black.
When I drank coffee, when I was doing the bullet coffee, whatever it is, you put the butter in there, and then you put some stevia in there, and you put some coconut oil and stuff, all sorts of stuff in there, and that tasted pretty good because it didn't taste like coffee anymore. But I cannot do straight coffee. Just whoa.
Yeah,
whoa,
no. Gotta have a little creamer.
Whoa.
Need a little creamer. Yeah.
I mean, it would be like nothing but sugar if I drank coffee, so I don't drink coffee. But I've been out of these mints for a while, so I've had this horrible headache for a few days now. I'm guessing that's it, or it could be a tumor. It could be that.
No.
You never know.
I'm sure it's your caffeine.
It might be.
Withdrawal.
People get that. It happens.
Like your headache on me, so that's good. Yeah.
Oh, well, let's rewind a second. I think the headache is because of you.
Uh-huh.
Now, I'm not sure if I could get through the show today. What do you think?
You'll get it, buddy.
Okay, I'll try. I'll do the best I can to get it, buddy. So we've got a few things going on. Dust up over the USS John McCain. It's a very interesting story to me. And people immediately believed it. And then people denied it. And then pictures showed up with it actually obscured. I'm like, wait a second. What's going on? So we'll talk about that. Also, the president sends out a tweet that people are acting like was some huge Twitter mistake. Carrie, I've said this before. I do think he should take a breath before tweeting.
Yes. I'd agree with that.
I, in my career, have been that guy who sends those emails.
Mm-hmm.
And I learned, if I take a breath, I've actually sent several emails or written several emails that I send to myself and don't ever send them to the receiver.
Oh,
if the receiver got them, it would not have gone well.
Gotcha. Yeah.
So that's therapeutic for me.
Yeah.
So maybe the president should send a direct message to himself.
Mm-hmm.
Or say it out loud a couple of times and then tweet it later.
Yeah.
This one, I'm not so sure why they're honing in on, because there have been several others where you go, Cafefe comes to mind. Cafefe. Maybe before you press send, you just look at it first.
Mm-hmm.
But this one, have you seen the dust up over this tweet?
I did. It was about the Russian investigation.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I mean, that's no different than what Obama said about his Muslim faith. So we'll talk about it. We'll get to it, and we'll break it down that way. But I do, in fact, have a PAGS parody today. I think I did well in not letting you people hear what I was working on.
I didn't hear it, right? Yeah, I did not.
Paula, you didn't hear it either, right?
No.
Now, here's what happened today. We had Hogan Gidley set up, and he may call in an hour three live, but he was in some meeting at the White House. I know these freaking White House people like they're busy. Hello.
Well, yeah, maybe.
Yeah. But we'll hope to have him later. If not, we'll have him tomorrow. We do have Campus Reform, bottom of hour number two. But and I'm going back and forth with Sam, who, of course, answers the phone, books the show, produces the show, whatever. And I'm like, yeah, I don't have time to this, and I don't have time to that, and I was going to do a parody. And Sam always finding the silver lining. What did you say when you said Hogan Gidley might be live, he's not going to be before the show?
That now you have time for a parody.
See, now you have time for a parody, Dad. This is what I get, Carrie.
I was not going to do it because
the song suggested by Polo is a good one. It is. But Sting sings like a woman.
No, he does not. No.
Carrie?
You just can't sing like Sting, therefore you think he sings like a woman.
Have you heard the song Roxanne?
Not the case. I have. I like the song.
Roxanne! That's like a chick saying.
Give me a headache.
It's like a chick saying. Exactly right.
When you
sing it. I'm telling you, it's like a chick is singing that song.
Okay.
So I may not have taken it up the octave that he takes it up. Mm-hmm. I may have just left it down in the lower octave. Because you know what? Here's what I get when I sing falsetto from the people out there who love the show. They love us. They love you, especially. They love Polo. Sam, you know, I'm just kidding, Sam.
Come on.
I'm just kidding. but the people who listen to the show always have some sort of critique about the songs.
Yes.
Half the people are like, I'm glad you tried the falsetto. The other half are like, it's horrible that you did the falsetto. You should not have. And then the other half, because there are three halves, clearly, says, I don't care what you do, I'm going to like it anyway, which is sort of Polo's theory. Yeah. He says, it doesn't really matter what you do, they're going to love it anyway. Polo, that is the theory, right?
Absolutely.
I couldn't not attack the subject of Joe Biden again, because Joe Biden cannot help himself. And I thought about the Four Tops, can't help myself, he can't help himself. Sam came up with a creep by some group I never heard of.
Radiohead.
Yeah, radio, exactly right, stupid head. So they've got Creep, and that one was so boring. Literally, before I got to the good part, I fell asleep. And then when I woke up, it was seven songs later. I'm like, well, what happened here? So that one wasn't going to work. This one, I like this song. First of all, it's sort of more in my era, and I think more people will relate to it. But I probably didn't do it justice. Yeah, maybe I won't play it.
Oh, yes, you will. Go ahead and get it out of the way. Let's go.
What is that? What did you say? Oh, you're asking me to play the parody?
No, I'm just telling you. I know
Carrie,
you're going to.
Are you asking me to play the PAGS parody called Don't Stand So Close to Me?
Yes, just play it.
Wow. All right.
Let's get it
Carrie
over
says
with.
So.
Rip the Band-Aid off.
What are you talking about? It's nice and short for you. Joe Biden, Creepy Joe, can't stop. There's a female around, he's going in. Joe Biden is creepy, is inappropriate. Exactly. He wants to so badly get as close as he can get. Between them, there's no room. He's rubbing her shoulders. What's the matter with the guy? It's getting much worse now since he's got 10 older. Don't stand so. Three parts. Don't stand so. What? Don't stand so close to her. Don't stand so. Don't stand so. Don't stand so close to her. Nailed it. He starts out all friendly. You know he's Uncle Joe. Then he moves in on her. Never know how far he'll go. Temptation takes over. He swoops in for the kill. Starts rubbing nose to nose. Someone give this dude a pill. Don't stand so.
Yes.
Don't stand so. Don't stand so close to her. Don't stand so. Don't stand so. Don't stand so close to her.
Let me ask you a question. Why are you making a face in the high parts? I nailed it.
I absolutely freaking nailed it. I don't know
that I've sung a song better than I just sang that. Plus, I gave you three parts on the chorus.
You really are musically backward. There's something wrong with your ears.
I don't think so.
Take the banana out of your ears.
I have no banana, and I think I heard what I heard, but just that chorus was,
You're right. I nailed it. You're right. It should be heralded and held up on high.
I did not say that.
It should be applauded widely and broadly. Now, listen, Carrie's negative Nelly. This is who she is. You know, but she pretends that she's somebody else. She pretends that she's this person.
You'll get it, buddy.
But she's not.
I want to be.
She's
but
not
I'm
that
your
person.
Friend. I want to be honest with you, right?
Well, you're stretching a bit on friend. Let's say acquaintance. Let's go acquaintance.
Oh, okay.
But, listen, I brought it for the people. Only had about 20 minutes to do it. I think I nailed it, gave them three-part harmony. And I'm just going to go around in a circle. And listen, last time I didn't play it again, and people were mad at me for not playing it again because they listened to you. So I'm going
to
say you're a no vote. You don't want
to
hear it again.
They didn't
they did. I listened to you.
Oh,
I listened to you, and I didn't play it again.
No, that was not
the
case. No, you didn't get enough reaction from the fans. It had nothing to do with me. And that's why you didn't play it again.
That is the gauge that I go by. I do go by the gauge of the fans. If the fans aren't overwhelmingly for playing it again, then I won't. But you're a no vote then.
Yeah, I think so.
Polo?
Yeah. I mean, I appreciate you taking my advice.
Wow. Don't give me a butt.
The second part of the song was pretty
nailed
good.
It.
The first part
nailed too. It was perfect.
I didn't like the words.
Really? You're going to break it down to the words? Did it make you feel a certain way? Were you like, I'm glad you did this?
Like, they didn't fit right to me. I don't know.
Wow. All right, so is that a yes or a no? Are you saying no to your own suggestion?
I mean, you can play it again. It's fine.
Wow. See, that's so noncommittal. That's so passive-aggressive, Polo. All right, Sam?
I'm going to say yes.
Because you loved it, didn't you?
Big surprise.
I actually kind of want an MP3 of it, so.
It should be her ringtone. I'm going to say yes because I'm me, so that's 3-1. Oh, I wonder who the one person who's a naysayer again is. I wonder who that person is. Now, let's do what we normally do because it really does fall in the hands of the fans, of the listeners.
Mm-hmm.
If you want to hear it again, you have to go to Twitter, at Joe Talk Show. You have to follow me or else I won't see what you say about it. I have it set up that way on purpose. This way, you know, trolls and people who hate me, who want to, you know, spew hatred, I can't see it because they're not smart enough to follow me. So go and follow me at Joe Talk Show on Twitter, at Joe Talk Show. And let me know. Yes, you want to hear it again. No, you don't want to hear it again. And if you want to, as a side note, you could also, we could take a side poll. Why is Carrie so negative? 888-941-PAGS. 888. Pardon me?
I don't like that side poll. I know. No.
Really?
Let's not do
really?
This. 888-941-PAGS.
888-941-7247. JoePags.com. Stay right here.
This is the Joe Pags Show.
Trail.com.
Before your head hits the pillow, hit up your smart speaker.
Alexa, wake me up with 1200 WOAI on iHeartRadio.
I set your alarm.
Wow. Any idea what the votes look like, Carrie?
Well, I did see one no vote with me on Twitter. I did see that one.
Did you see that your boy Brad even went against you?
I know. I couldn't believe
that.
Wow.
When you lose Brad, you're out.
Dude,
that's it. When you lose Brad.
I know.
You know what I mean?
That's bad.
That's all right.
And people are voting on
crazy.
That stupid side poll of yours, too. I don't appreciate that.
What are you talking about?
Don't stop
a lot of them. A lot of them want me to tell Karen.
But
the
yes,
one guy,
Karen.
One guy cracked me up. He said, "Tell Karen, it's not who we are." I love that.
Okay.
I think that's awesome.
That's
all right. So good. So wasn't your best pair. I mean, there are a couple that aren't like, it's great.
Mm.
But they still want to hear it again.
Mm.
I mean, one guy is like, it wasn't your best parody, but I want it to be replayed. Okay.
See, that I don't understand.
All right with that.
But okay.
Well, listen.
Okay.
I don't ask them. Did you like it? I didn't say you think that I was musically a genius on that.
Okay.
The question is, do you want to hear it again?
Okay.
Right.
Got
that's it.
That's smart.
No
okay.
more, no less.
Okay.
Wow, I see you calling Brad out. That's rude. You're going to alienate your one fan, really?
No. But, Brad went against me. That hurt. That one hurt.
I think I have to play this on the Newsmax Hour so they can put some video on there.
Okay.
I mean, even Sue is pretty critical of my singing. Sue was like, I loved it. Loved the three-part harmony. Yeah, you didn't listen to it. Three-part harmonies and stuff.
I heard.
With 20 minutes to spare, could you do it?
I know. No, I could not. But you asked my opinion. I wanted to tell you. You know, I want a lot of
Gorp said, not my favorite parody. Your daughter has to say she liked it. She's your daughter. If she wants to be included in your will, she has to say yes. She's already out of the will. But, what?
Come
Wait a second.
On.
What? I'm not going to read them all, but I mean, so far, I mean, seriously, it's 96%.
Yeah, I'm shocked.
Brad thinks it's the new earbuds is why you didn't like it. No, Brad, she's not smart enough to use the good earbuds.
Dude.
That's that.
Seriously, I'm not smart enough to use the new earbuds.
Talking to Brad.
Wow.
Let me get those back. Can I ask you something? I was floating on Craigslist yesterday. I saw some earbuds just like the ones I got you on Craigslist.
I still have them. Putting them up for sale.
What did you do?
Okay. I did not put them up for sale.
What did you do? Slightly used. They sound like
crap. Engineers, dude.
Signed by Carrie Lockie.
It is
888-941-PAGS, joepags.com. Let me go to the phone line, see if anybody cares to talk about the parody. Because so far, I mean, the people just love it. I got to tell you, what? Why are you making a face and a noise?
Sorry.
The one guy said it wasn't long enough. I should do a remake and make it longer.
I thought it wasn't short enough. And you
Can
said
I just
it was
tell you this?
Already.
There was a version that I don't have anymore that I tried to sing it up in the Sting range.
Oh, now that would have been fun. I wanted to hear.
That one hit the vault.
Do that,
that
one.
That was so gone.
Oh, come on.
Oh, it was bad. It was not good.
That's what I like.
I didn't want to blow out, you know, what I have left over there because Paulo sent the story earlier. Some singer blew out something in his area by trying to sing too high.
Yeah.
We'll get into that later. A very important story.
Let me say hello to
line one. Jonathan is in Minnesota. Hi, Jonathan. What's going on?
Yeah, well, I have to tell you, Joe, you impressed me today with your parody.
Thank you, sir. I impressed myself, to be honest.
Well, I like the three-part harmony. You really showed some chops.
Thank you. Jonathan, do you want to tell Carrie just back off a little bit?
Well, she's got the right to her own opinion.
That's very nice.
Next time you do that song, you could do it for Al Franken.
I could absolutely do that for Al Franken. If Al Franken were out there doing what we know that he does, he would have been included. Maybe not. Yeah, you're right. I'll include like a whole line about him. That'd be great.
Yep, that'd be good. Keep
Jonathan, thank you. I appreciate it. Yeah, see, Jonathan loved it so much, wants me to do a remake and add Al Franken.
Mm-hmm.
At some point, I mean, some days do you go home and say, man, I was just wrong about that?
You know what? No, I don't. No. Let me think.
Arrogant.
No.
What? What's that? That was my inner
Everybody
voice.
Everybody heard your inner voice.
That was my. Nobody heard it. Nobody heard anything.
Yeah.
Chris is in Tulsa. Oh, I hung up on Chris. See if Chris calls back. I might press the wrong damn button again. Barb, Montana, what's going on? Hi.
Hi. I just wanted to put my vote in on your parody.
Okay.
Got to say yes to Creepy Uncle Joe.
Thank you very much, Barb. You're a gentlewoman and a scholar. Yeah, let's say, Carrie, these people aren't going to lie. You know what I'm saying?
I'm sure not. And they love you so much. I think sometimes love, their love for you is blind.
Really?
And
really?
That's what I'm thinking.
Love.
Yeah.
I'm thinking about doing some charity work. I'm thinking about taking up a collection to get you some. Just go to an audiologist. Just go and get ears checked.
My ears are fine.
Get your ears checked. I think you've got an issue.
No,
you like Bon Jovi.
Yeah, that's good. That's good singing.
B,
now, we want to talk
you
about
don't
that.
Know good singing.
I do too but, know
listen,
good singing.
Can I ask you something? Did Hannity bring three parts for the folks today?
No.
Did Rush bring three parts?
No, they did not.
Did Mark bring three parts?
No.
Thank you. That's why
you
they're
are
locked
the only
in.
One, dude.
Lock it in and rip off the knobs for the Joe Pags Show. I'm telling you, that's what I bring for them.
Hey.
Chris, I've got no time whatsoever. Just give me a quick one. Go.
I tell you, the song that you were going to parody, it must have been Karen.
Wow, we seriously hung up on Chris on purpose, I guess. I guess I was prescient, and I knew to hang up on Chris in Tulsa. And then I brought him on the air anyway. 888-941-PAGS, joepags.com. The USS McCain. Did the president tell people to block its name? We'll have that when we come back. Stay here.
This is the Joe Pags Show.
The attorney general ever disagreed on a key issue. I'll explain what it is and why it matters. Coming up at 8 on The Michael Berry Show.
Great radio stations across the land. JoePags.com, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, email. It's all right there. Also, the live video feed. Glad to have you along for the ride. David, I'm with Radio Carrie Lockie. That parody was not good. Sorry, you've done a lot better. My answer, of course, was blah, 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 whatever.
Wow. Now, why you got to be so rude to the people who...
Because it's rude to tell me that it wasn't very good.
It's not.
Rude.
We're just trying to tell you the truth. That's all.
Here's the truth. My grandmother was one of eight children.
Mm-hmm.
Her father was a monologuist. I've mentioned this before.
Mm-hmm.
He was on vaudeville. He would travel the theater circuit. He would basically do what we do for a living, but for a couple hours, he'd stand in front of a live audience, talk about politics, entertain, act silly, do whatever. The children all were very talented. Like, this one could sing. This one could dance. This one could, this one could play the piano like crazy. This one was a great violinist. This one was my grandmother was a great painter because she couldn't sing a note. Now, here's the thing. My grandmother, I'm sure, thought she sounded good. Mm-hmm. But did, like you, had no sense of tone.
I do have tone.
Had no sense of what's in tune and what's not. Now, I loved hearing her sing. I'd give $1 million to hear her sing again. We lost her 20 years ago or something. But great lady, could not carry a note. Love my sister Elena. The girl cannot sing.
Dude, why are you calling out your family?
Because she would admit it. Look, there are plenty of things I cannot paint. My grandmother killed me on that. Elena does many things better than I'll ever do.
Mm.
But when it comes to singing, your boy knows what he's in tune. So you guys can all line up, pucker up, and kiss my ass. I'm just kidding. In fact, I'm going to play that again next hour. And I might play it twice the third hour.
Oh, dude, come on now. Come on, that's a bit too much. You're pushing me
too far now, Carrie.
All right, I'm sorry.
Agreed with you. What was the one that I played once? It was Unchained Melody.
That was one of them.
Joe Biden. I think I played that once and then vaulted it because I listened to you.
You're not listening to me. You're listening to everybody else. You don't care what I think.
Let me say this. The people are upset with you that you even said that.
They are? Oh, no.
One person thinks David must be your cousin. David must be your cousin.
That's not my cousin. I think I retweeted that one, too. Yeah.
Yeah, you probably did. No, and then he says that he can't be a big kiss-up. He's kissing up to you.
That's okay.
There you go.
That's okay.
It's 888-941-PAGS, joepags.com. So this big dust-up yesterday over the USS John McCain. Several reports said that the president ordered that the name of the ship be obscured while he was out there. He was giving a speech, right?
That is right.
And the White House denies it, but they used as sources White House officials. Why can't you tell us the people's names then? If they're White House officials, they're paid for by us. They shouldn't be anonymous sources for media. I'll be honest with you. If you're getting something from the White House or from the administration, you should name who the people are. We're paying them. But White House officials said the president ordered that. The Navy itself said that it did not and would not do that. So, I mean, there's a lot of confusion about this. What do you have on this?
And I did try to find another source. I did, but I had a hard time. This is from CNN. President Donald Trump and John McCain's long-running feuds back in the spotlight following reports at White House and lower-level U.S. Navy officials traded emails about keeping a warship name from the late senator's father and grandfather out of sight ahead of the president's trip to Japan. Two Navy officials confirmed to CNN Wednesday night the White House military office asked lower-level U.S. Navy officials about keeping the ship out of view. One of the Navy officials further clarified Thursday morning, the discussion included obscuring the ship or moving it, which was not practical because the ship was under repairs at the time. Once leadership heard about it, they said, knock it off, a senior Navy official told CNN. Speaking to reporters Thursday morning before leaving the White House, Trump denied knowing about the plan and said that although he's not a big fan of McCain, he would not have supported it. Now, somebody did it because they thought I didn't like him. Okay. And they were well-meaning. I will say I didn't know anything about it. I would never have done that, he said. The ship ultimately was not moved, nor was anything done to obscure McCain's name, said Commander Clay Doss, a spokesman for the 7th Fleet, and Trump tweeted Wednesday night he was not informed about anything having to do with the Navy ship USS John S. McCain.
So I'm confused because there is a picture of it with like a big sheet covering the name. Is that not from yesterday?
I don't know. I mean, you have high-level Navy officials saying nothing was done. The name was not obscured.
Let me show you this.
I don't know if that was from yesterday or not. You know, because it is going under repairs. I don't know why you'd cover up the name, but.
Have you seen that picture?
I'm not.
I mean, I'm looking at it. I don't know if this is yesterday. A tarp obscures the name of the USS John S. McCain ahead of President Trump's visit to Japan. And I'm looking at it. There certainly is some big sheet or tarp or something over something. Now, is that the USS John McCain? I don't know. Is that yesterday? I have no idea. I have no clue. But without a doubt, there's something covering something on that ship. Now, the White House has said didn't happen. Or if it did happen, they might have been well-meaning, but I didn't ask for it.
Mm-hmm.
And the Navy has said we would not do that. We would. That's not something we would do. So it begs the question, why is there a tarp over it? Now, yesterday, of course, the assumption was that the president really is childish enough that he would say cover up the name. Can I be honest? and this is not denigrative of the president, I'm actually supporting him. I think the president has too much on his plate, Carrie, than to worry about, hey, is that where the USS John McCain is?
Mm-hmm.
It's not little.
I think that'd be very petty.
Exactly right.
To do that.
And also, I think that I didn't know the USS John McCain was stationed in Japan. Did you?
I didn't.
And we're pretty smart. I mean, we pay attention to crap.
Mm-hmm.
So the idea that President Trump stopped everything else he has going on to say, hey, isn't that where the John McCain is? Let's cover that name up. That would just be so stupid.
Yeah.
I mean, I am not in agreement with everything he tweets. In fact, there's a tweet that we'll talk about in a little while. But, I mean, that would just be beyond the pale. And I don't see him doing it. Now, John McCain wasn't very nice to President Trump. And, in fact, he ensured Obamacare stayed in place. And I believe that he did try to harpoon a lot of what the president was trying to do in retaliation for the president saying some untoward things about him with what's-his-face, the pollster, John Lund or whatever. So, look, there was a back and forth there. McCain is dead. Okay, it's time to move on from whatever there was, whatever petty thing there was. Let's stop now. But the media knows it can continue it even if Trump isn't doing anything, because half of those who are consuming what they're writing and what they're saying, what they're reporting, will believe that the president actually said, put a tarp over John McCain's name or I'm not coming. Or I'm going to be there, put a tarp over the name. Now, if somebody was dumb enough on staff to say, I don't want John S. McCain's name in sight when the president shows up, that person needs to have a talking to. Because, again, that's just dumb. So let me open the phone lines. 888-941-PAGS, 888-941-7247. What I'm not going to do is have the usual suspects call me and tell me what a piece of garbage John McCain was. I'm not going to have you call in and say what a great war hero John McCain was. I believe he was a war hero. This isn't about John McCain. This is about whether you believe this reporting, this so-called reporting. I believe it's fake news. Now, several people, when I tweeted about this last night saying, hey, the administration says they didn't do it. The Navy says they didn't do it. So it sounds like fake news to me. Somebody responded with a part of, like you read in the story, of an email allegedly saying we need it to be obscured. You know what we don't see in the email? An email address. We don't see an actual email form. What we see is some, it almost looks like it was typed with a typewriter. And Carrie, I could type that. I could do that. I could print that on my computer and make it look like a typewriter typed it and say, oh, look, it says this. So when it comes to administration officials, people inside the White House, people close to the president, when those are the sources that are being used, I think we should start demanding, or else we're not going to believe you, that you name them. And again, I believe that, yes, you could have anonymous sources. I used them when I was a journalist, but I make sure that I checked it 18 times over. But if this person is being paid by the taxpayers and they're giving you something that you're using on record, but you're keeping them anonymous, forget it. I don't believe you anymore. Do better than that. 888-941-PAGS, joepags.com. Your thoughts about this, I definitely want to hear from you. This to me sounds like it would be beyond something that the president would do. I think the president was more willing to go back and forth with John McCain when he was alive. And really, John McCain, 2 o'clock in the morning, very dramatic, is very stupid, that he said no to Obamacare somehow to get the president. And I really believe that's why he did it. But having said that, the man's gone. I truly don't. And I'm somebody who knows the president better than the average person simply because I've had the opportunity to interview him many times. I don't understand. I'm confused why anybody would believe this guy that I feel like I know a bit would actually do that. Will he fight back against McCain going against him? Yes. Will he fight back against the media going against him? Yes, he will. Will he tweet some things faster than I'd like sometimes? Yes, absolutely. But do I think that he gave an order to cover John McCain's name? No, I don't. I don't believe that. 888-941-PAGS, joepags.com. We're coming right back. Stay here.
You're listening to Joe Pags.
Tom.
The tools you need to face the day.
Like traffic.
Because I need to get to and from work every day
to know what to expect.
News Radio 1200, WOAI.
Great to have you, the Joe Pags Show, 888-941-PAGS, joepags.com. Thanks for stopping. Are people really starting the hashtag Team Carrie? Are they really doing that?
I just saw one. It'd be nice, you know, if that kind of went viral or something.
Yeah, she's always been very nice to me, too. She's always been a fan. Suddenly she's turncoat. Suddenly she's Team Carrie.
What's wrong with that? So?
Well, guess what? Without the Joe Pag Show, she doesn't even know Carrie. Thanks. Thank you. So have
probably
a good one.
True. All right, fine. 888-941-PAGS,
joepags.com. Your calls in a second on the USS John McCain. Several people tweeting, by the way, oh, his name is on the back, not on the side. The picture I'm looking at shows the back obscured with a tarp or something. And then other people are saying that reports say, and all of you, have you seen these reports? Hmm. That it was being repaired. That's why it was covered. Repaired now.
Right, yeah, and that was in the story also. It is under repair. So, and it would have been, they couldn't have moved it if they wanted to.
So this could actually be, this could be not only fake news, but made up news. This could be some journalist, some alleged journalist, seeing it obscured, making up this email, pretending like it was sent, and saying, White House officials. All right, name the officials. Name the people. And it's really that simple. But they won't do that because then they would have to give up the fact that they're just making crap up. 888-941-PAGS, joepags.com. Omaha Steaks is great. Omaha Steaks, we've been getting them for a long time now. It's very, very high-quality meat. And right now, for Father's Day, you're going to make Dad very, very happy. And why? Because normally, you get the Father's Day package. It's a Father's Day steak fix gift package, $235. Well, now it's just $59.99 because you listen to my program. Get two filet mignons, two top sirloins, two pork chops, four Omaha Steaks burgers, four gourmet jumbo franks, four chicken fried steaks, all beef meatballs, four chicken breasts, four caramel apple tartlets, a packet of Omaha Steaks signature seasoning, and four extra Omaha Steaks burgers for no extra charge. Get on this right now. Give this amazing package as a gift for Dad or stock up for an incredible summer. 74% off, 74% off, 100% guaranteed world-class steaks, burgers, franks, and more. Get a hold of them right now, omahasteaks.com, and put in my name, Pags, P-A-G-S, in the search bar. Omahasteaks.com, get 74% off the Father's Day Steak Fix gift package, $235 value for $59.99. Do it right now. All right, let's go to the phone lines. And I'm willing to hear more information on this, but again, I'm not going to entertain calls that are just going to say, oh, John McCain's no good. He's dead. I'm not going to talk about whether you like him or didn't like him. Yes, I think the president would do that. Okay, I'll listen to you there. Okay, I want to hear you make your case. I don't believe the president would have said obscure his name. Because I got to be honest, and I don't think he's dumb. I do think he's too busy. I don't think he knew that would be anywhere in his eyesight, to be honest with you. Let me go to the phone lines and see what you think about all this. Going to be Robert in San Antonio. Robert, what's going on?
So it wasn't about, it was not about the president or obscuring his name. It was about the president's remark after his name. If you want to know what I'm talking about, look at...
I'm not looking up anything. Tell me what you're talking about.
McCain's daughter made a comment on The View, and that's what the whole issue is that the president made comments after...
What did he say?
He said something like, whoever did it in his name, and that was...
No, he didn't say that. You know, that's not what he said. That's not true. First of all, Robert, I know Meghan McCain. She's nice. And I've backed her up on Twitter when people go after John McCain. I always support Meghan McCain and her love for her father. Having said that, the president said, and Kerry just read it in the story, and this is all he said. He said, I don't know if somebody did it, and if somebody did do it, they were probably well-meaning. He didn't say they did it in his name. So make sure you hear it right. If you're going to watch The View, first of all, you're a dude. You're a dude. You should not be watching The View. Well, let's be honest.
That's in poor taste, though.
Yeah, but you know what's even poorer taste? Robert, what's in poorer taste is the fact that you just lied about what he said. That's an even worse taste.
I didn't lie about it. Yes, you did.
You said that he did it in his name.
You made my point.
No, I just told you what he actually said. I'm willing to report what he actually said. But you actually lied.
I agree.
You lied that the president said he did it in my name. Apologize for lying.
I agree.
Apologize.
The president apologize. I didn't say it was in poor taste.
Exactly. Robert, thanks. See, Robert, you've been calling the show a long time, and I love that you disagree with me, and I love that we could have this back and forth, but I never ever, you know this about me by now, I never ever let you get away with making something up. And he never said he did it in my name. He never said that. What he said was, the person was probably well-meaning.
Okay. Do you believe that that was in good taste?
I think the president was remarking on why he thinks somebody might have done it. But see, here's the problem, Robert.
That's not what I asked.
No, but here's the problem. I don't believe that anybody did it on purpose. I think they're making it up. I think there's a tarp on it because they're repairing it. I think that his name is not obscured to protect the president's eyes. That's stupid. And I think the president, his remark is, I would not have asked for that. I didn't ask for it to happen. But if a person did that, they probably were well-meaning.
Uh-huh. well-meaning.
Yeah.
Is that in good taste?
Sure. Why not? I can say somebody's well-meaning. Sure. Why not? Do you think it was in good taste for John McCain to lie about getting rid of Obamacare and then not doing it when he had a chance to? That was pretty poor taste, wasn't it?
This is not about John.
I gotcha. So the president can be in poor taste, but nobody else can be. I'm just checking.
Well, he's always in poor taste.
Robert, here's the thing. Whether you like it or not, he's your president. Whether you like it or not, he's fixed the economy. Whether you like it or not, he actually fixed what Obama broke. You should apologize for 8 years of Obama because I know you voted for his ass twice, and you shouldn't have. Horrible president, worse than our history.
If you liked your doctor, you could have kept your doctor.
Yeah, it's not true. It's a lie. It's a lie. Also, I'm going to save $2,500 a year. Remember that lie?
But you could have kept your doctor.
Robert, Kerry, he's been calling his show for 12 years, mm-hmm. and he's never, ever, ever just shown up and said, let's just really break this down. Let's really debate this stuff.
Yeah.
Let me go to Jesse in Austin. Jesse, quickly, less than a minute. Come on.
Yeah, fake news. That picture, unless it has a timestamp on it that's legitimate, it could be from 2 or 3 years ago. Anytime you pull in a port, I'm a retired Marine with plenty of sea duty. And anytime you pull in a port, even if you're in there for 5 days, you can see tarps draped over the side of the ship when they're painting different types of paint.
Right.
They don't want it getting mixed in and down the side of the ship, running down. So what they're doing is purely irrelevant.
I get the feeling somebody saw the tarp and then decided to make up this story. Quickly, you agree with me or
correct.
Not?
I absolutely 100%.
All right, Jesse, appreciate your service. All right, quick break here. We'll take a couple more on this. We'll reestablish this at the top of the hour, Sam, so keep these callers on. And we'll take a few more. There's a lot going on. We'll talk about Trump's tweet also that's got people questioning it when we come back on the Joe Pags Show.
Joe Pags.
MCO.
Now, live from the WOAI studios in San Antonio, it's the Joe Pags Show.
The Joe Pags Show. To talk to Joe, call 888-941-PAGS. And now, it's Joe Pags.
Great radio stations across the land. JoePags.com, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, email. It's all right there. Also, Newsmax TV, The Joe Pags Show, coming your way on a Thursday. Feeling all right? Uh-huh. Say what? That is Chocolate Voice, her own self, Kerry Lockie.
Hello.
Kerry, what up? The only question we really have is, at what point in the hour do we play the parody? Just get played.
How about the fourth hour? Let's wait the fourth hour.
Okay, you're going to stay with the fourth hour? I'll hold it. If you stay to do an extra hour tonight, I'll hold it to the fourth hour.
I can't. But you can't. I got stuff.
I just did a quick poll, and they said no fourth hour without Lockie. So they said, let's go. Took the key. So what we do, we sing a little something on a Thursday. I'm not feeling too good myself. No. I'm just so damn in tune today. Harmony?
Yes, sir. Feeling all
right. What are you laughing about?
You. I'm not feeling too good myself. So in tune. That sounds great. I'm a great singer.
I bring it for the people. No, I never said I was a great singer. No. Okay. Check yourself. What I said was, I always sing in tune. I never said I was a great singer. Didn't do it.
Okay.
Did not. Polo is hereby banned from ever sending anybody links ever again.
Yikes. I was reading that article, and I just scrolled past that picture.
Kerry, don't scroll down.
I've already seen
it.
I can't unsee it. Oh, my goodness. And he's donating money when people donate after they see that picture? I don't understand.
I don't get it. Can somebody explain to me why Lena Dunham thinks that we need to constantly see her naked?
No, I have no explanation for that.
He sends out the link, and Polo, he's looking to help. Polo, had you seen what was on that link before you sent it?
Yes, so I figured, you know, misery loves company, so.
Well, thank you for including us.
You're welcome.
Clearly, she enjoys crack. And I'm not talking about drugs.
I'm talking about it's
out there.
It's
right there.
I have to sicken the viewers and listeners a bit. I'm not going to show the picture, Newsmax. Calm down. They're going, he's going to show the picture. No, he's not. I'm not going to show it. But, actually, the word but helps out here, too. Mm. For some reason, Lena Dunham is sitting down on the ground. I don't know why. And she's naked, as we say in Texas, naked. And it's a shot from the back. And it's nothing but crack. I don't understand. I mean,
apparently she likes to be naked. That's what she said.
She's made a ton of money for no reason. She's talentless. She's somebody, and again, look, it's your body. You want to show it off, whatever, but why do I have to see it? That's a simple question. Also wrote a book where she talked about sexually assaulting her little sister or something when they were growing up, which everybody just went, come on, it's Lena Dunham. What's a big deal? Come on, so what? But for some reason, she posted this picture that Polo thought we had to see because I was having a good day. I'll be honest with you. I was having a pretty darn good Thursday. This took it down a couple of notches. Dark clouds rolled in.
I figured, hey, if we have to listen to the parody, you need to look at that.
Wow. If you're saying my parody's anywhere near as bad as that, I will never sing another one. And watch what you say because the people love the parodies. I'm telling you, you need to take that back. You should actually say, you know what? That was just a leap too far.
How far back?
Just a little bit. You can't make me on the same level as a naked Lena Dunham. That's not okay. That's not acceptable, Polo.
It's not.
Well, can you please, when you're going to send a link, just tell us
send
don't
a
scroll
warning
down?
Or something?
You wanted us to scroll down, didn't you?
I did.
You knew we would.
Yes.
Because we're news people. We want to see what's going on.
News people?
People,
yes.
I beg of you, do not look up Lena Dunham naked. Just don't look up the picture. And what is it now? She's going to donate a dollar to some. Who's she going to donate to? Probably Planned Parenthood or something stupid. But she's going to donate a dollar for every word of self-love people say to her. What does that mean?
What does
self-love mean?
I love myself. I love my body.
But
can you say something with my body?
Yeah, but hold on. You're supposed to say it about her, aren't you?
No.
No, I think it's about themselves.
Yeah.
I'm confused.
But she has a lot of love for herself. Yeah, she has a lot of self-love.
Yeah, because if you look at on the article further down, there's tweets from other celebrities that are saying, I guess, the things that they like about themselves.
What?
Yeah, like one of Bruce Willis' daughter saying something about empathy and this and whatever, and that she loves the freckle.
Why is
that
a thing?
Dope.
Why is that a thing? No. No, Lena Dunham needs to put clothes on.
Yeah.
No, Lena Dunham plus clothes is better than Lena Dunham without. And seriously, but I am inspired by it. I'm thinking about doing something like it.
Oh, please do not. Do
what are you talking about?
Not.
We're going to make a new logo for the show. It's
like
going to be
that.
Me sitting in the field,
that pose,
naked from behind.
Please, no.
That's what it's going to be.
No.
And people, the ratings
I'll
will skyrocket, and you know
it. The radio station.
And again, because this is hour number two, the Newsmax people are going, so what is this guy talking about? Isn't this a news program? Yes, we'll have Campus Reform at the bottom of the hour. We've got a great guest on today who's actually taken a lot of heat because he dared say student government shouldn't help fund abortions. He's actually gotten death threats, Carrie, because he dared say, I don't think student government should at the University of Chicago, help to fund abortions.
Wow.
That's really what's going on.
Over that. Mm.
Oh, yeah. So we'll talk about that and much more with him at the bottom of the hour. Plus, we're getting to President Trump's tweet in a moment where he talks about Russia helping him win or something. And the left is all in a tizzy. The same left that blew off the fact that Obama talked about his Muslim faith once with George Stephanopoulos. So we'll talk about that as well. We also have people on hold right now to give their last comments on the USS John McCain. Did the president really ask for it to be obscured when he was visiting Japan? My answer is no. He says it didn't happen. The Navy says it didn't happen. If you're not going to believe the president, believe the Navy. And quite possibly the name was covered up because they were doing repairs on it or something. And that's actually part of a story that Carrie read. Got a few people holding on. And we do have a PAGS parody that I will play for you after the first break. So make sure you stick around. Why make a noise?
Oh, sorry. I didn't know the mic was on.
Yeah, the mic was on. You knew the mic was on because on your microphone, there's actually a light that we can see on television right now that comes on when the light is on. When the mic is on, the light is on.
Something to do after this break.
Polo, shut her mic off for a second so people can see the difference. Look, oh. The mic goes off. Oh, turn it back on if you could. Oh, look at that. The light's on. So if I know that, then you knew that.
Fine,
it's just not very nice.
Fine.
You're just mean. You're a mean person. And if people are learning that more and more every day. Let me go to the phone line and say hi to Daphne in San Antonio. Daphne, what's going on?
Hi, Joe. I've been a long-time listener.
Thank
you're
you.
A first-time caller.
Thank you.
But I wanted to respond to how you told a story about John, you know, about the ship.
Okay.
SS John McCain.
Okay.
I don't believe that I've read or seen any reports that said that the president ordered that done. What I've read and saw was that White House officials sent the email for them to have it out of sight.
Right.
And also, the story originated from the Wall Street Journal, which
right.
I don't believe is some left-wing,
it is.
You know, mainstream media thing.
It is.
So I'm just thinking that every story that may have some negative twinge about the president is not fake news.
Well, this one is, though. So, and I'm going to help you out with this. The Wall Street Journal, when they write alleged news stories, is very far left-wing. The columns on there are, in fact, more conservative. So it is part of the legacy media that I call out. Let me ask you this. Do you think that some White House official, and by the way, it was anonymous. They didn't name the person. They didn't show any names on this alleged email. This is something your child could have made up and presented as an email. Look, this proves it. So I don't believe any of it. But having said that, do you think that a White House official, if they really did this, would do it if the president didn't want it done? Really? I mean, they clearly, the Wall Street Journal and everybody else writing this story, want us to believe that the president ordered somebody in the White House to make this email telling the Navy, you better cover up that name. You know that to be true. I mean, why are you alleging that I'm making that up? I'm not.
I never read or saw any report today, all day today, stating that it came from President Trump.
Well, I just asked you a question, though. No. I just asked you a question. The question is, do you think that somebody who works for in the administration, that works close with the president, do you think that they would order that?
Because they know he's petty.
I wasn't done. I was almost done. I was almost there. Do you think that person would have made that order and arranged to have the name covered up had they not been told to do so by the president?
Yes.
Why? Why would you ever do something like that without the president telling you to do it? That would be dumb.
Well, I think that they were wrong, but because when you say that the Navy said that they would never do it, they didn't say that it didn't happen.
Well, if I say I would never do it, then it never happened. I mean, that's kind of dumb. I mean, you're trying to parse words.
You're trying to mince words.
Daphne, stop it. You are not going to be able to talk over me. You're trying to, but I have the microphone. I don't want to put you on hold so I can get my voice heard. I would like to have a conversation. You are a negative Nelly on Trump. You don't like the guy. You've already called it. I'm going to put you on hold because you can't control yourself. All right. You're still on the line, Daphne, and you can hear me clearly, but I can't have you just keep on talking over me and screaming and all that. All right. You said the president's petty. That was your word. You said the White House official, this person that you believe said it, even though the Wall Street Journal gave you no information on who a source was, didn't give you anything on that email indicating it was a real email. It could have been something I typed up. But you said they would do it because he's petty. That was your answer. And then you said something about every time the president does something, I always back him up, whatever, and it's not fake news if it goes against him. Well, it's only fake news when I can prove that it is. When the Navy tells me we didn't do it and we never would do it, I'm going to believe the Navy over Daphne. I'm going to believe the Navy over the Wall Street Journal. I'm going to believe the Navy off of an unsourced fake report from somebody they're not naming. That's what I'm going to do. Now, has the president made missteps? Yes. And when he tweets out stuff I don't agree with, I talk about it. When he says things and does things that I don't agree with, and it's rare because I like the guy's agenda, I'm going to call him out and I'm going to say so. I'm going to make sure that I do that. But when I say it's fake news, trust me, as a former journalist that made his living supporting his family, reporting news and doing it right, I'm saying it's fake news because it is. When Jim Acosta makes things up, I call him out every time. When people attack the president when he didn't do it, I call him out every time. That's what I'm going to do. Now, I'm going to shut my face because you can't seem to have a conversation. I'm going to let you have a quick monologue and tell me where I'm wrong, then I'll let you go. Go ahead.
The reports that I've read and heard today state that when the Navy official higher-ups found out about it, that's when they said that this would never happen. And their instruction was to the lower people that was thinking about doing it is to cut it out. So why would that even need to be said that they had to tell someone to cut it out if it had not happened? That's my point.
I can't help you with the fake news sources that you use, Daphne. You use fake news sources. I don't. Either I can say this person said it and I can give a name to the person and not use an anonymous source and not claim it's a Washington insider or White House official. Tell me who said it. They're getting paid by taxpayers, or shut your face. And I don't mean you shut your face. The reporters should shut their faces because they're reporting crap that they hope is true. And then they're hoping that people will buy it. And unfortunately, Daphne, you did.
Well, I just don't think everything is fake news.
This one is, though.
Some things are, but I don't think that you prove that it's fake.
Well, I didn't prove it to you because you don't like the president. I don't think I could ever prove it to you because you don't like the guy. And that's okay. You don't have to. But for you to say I haven't proved it, what I've told you is this is fake reporting because there's no sourcing. There's no backing by the Navy. The Navy says it didn't happen and it never would happen. There's no backing by the president. You have nobody on record who's a so-called White House official who says they sent out such an email. And the Wall Street Journal has not proven that they got it from a verified person. So at the end of the day, you've got a piece of an email that you believed is real. You've got reporting that you believe is real. And you and I disagree on it. That's okay. We can. But I do love you, Daphne. And keep on listening. We can have a back and forth and not yell over each other. That's fine. But if you're coming from a place that, oh, I know Trump's petty, so therefore it must be true. If that's who you are, then how am I supposed to convince you? I'm not. I'm just going to tell you what I know. And as a reporter, I would never have reported that story if I couldn't verify who that email came from. And if it's somebody who's being paid on the government dole, that means we're paying their paycheck, and they're leaking stuff or saying things or sending out emails or making up fake news stories, they should be named because we're paying their salary. We're the boss. 888-941-PAGS, joepags.com. Stay right here.
Joe Pags.
Right, glad to have you. Welcome to the program. Thanks. Had some direct. I'm not sure how people who I don't follow can direct message me. They shouldn't be able to. But that's some guy DM me. Dude, you're missing the point. She's a Trump supporter. Blah, 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 blah. No, she's not. She actually said she finds Trump to be petty. Gary, that is what Daphne said.
Isn't she? I believe so.
And she argued that just because something is against the president doesn't make it fake news. She is a never-Trumper, not a Trump supporter, and you should listen better. And don't DM me. Tweet me if you want to. I'm not sure how the guy had a chance to DM me. I think what happened was, in the day, when people would sign up for my Twitter, it would automatically send them a DM. And if I send you a DM, then you could DM me back. DM meaning direct message.
There you go.
So, see, I've taken away his ability to do that next time. Tweet me next time. And you were dead wrong about that. The PAGS parody that, do I have time for this? I might not.
No, I don't think so.
Actually, I do. PAGS parody is about Joe Biden, again, not being able to control himself when it comes to any female anywhere near him. This was Paulo's suggestion. You're welcome for the quality lyrics and the quality vocals. Yes, I said quality lyrics and quality vocals. Biden cannot help himself. If there's a female nearby, I must get really close to her. Come on now. Joe Biden is creepy, is inappropriate. It's true. He wants to so badly get as close as he can get. Nailed it. Between them, there's no room. Right, Carrie? He's rubbing her shoulders. It's getting much worse now since he's got 10 older. Three-part harmony.
Don't stand so.
You're welcome.
Don't stand so. Don't stand so close to her. Don't stand so. Don't stand so. Don't stand so close to her.
It's better every time.
He starts out all friendly, you know he's Uncle Joe. Then he moves in on her, never know how far he'll go.
You never know.
Temptation takes over.
Nice.
He swoops in for the kill, starts rubbing nose to nose. Someone give this dude a pill.
Everybody.
Don't stand so, don't stand so.
Let me ask you something. Why do you have a look of surprise on your face the entire time the song is playing? You've heard it before.
I know. I can't believe it.
I brought the three-part harmony again for the people. I brought the three parts for the people.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That's strong. Listen, that's strong. How many parts did you bring for the people?
Zero.
We get your one voice. Blah, blah. I'm Carrie. We get the one voice. That's what we get.
Yes,
you're welcome. Again, if you want to comment or opine on the PAGS parody, always go to Twitter, at Joe Talk Show, at JoeTalkShow, and tell me you loved it, you hated it, you want to hear it again, you don't want to hear it again, whatever. It's all right there. Keep in mind, Carrie's a naysayer.
Not all the time.
So don't take your lead from Carrie.
So, I mean, I've liked some of yours. I have.
You've this liked one. Two. So you liked two. One was your idea.
Yeah.
And the other one was get your ass outside. That's it.
Yeah, that was good. Two. Yeah, that was good. See?
In 12 years.
I'm sure I liked more than two in 12 years.
Carrie, you liked two. So that's not going to do it for you. 888-941-PAGS, joepags.com. We come back. It's going to be campus reform. And this is a young man who actually dared say, no, the student government shouldn't be paying for abortions. And he has gotten death threats. How dumb is that? You're threatening death upon a guy who's trying to stop you from killing unborn children. Got that much more when we come back. 888-941-PAGS, joepags.com. As always, stop by and sign up for all the social media. On Facebook, if you send me a message on Facebook, you'll be signed up for Facebook messages, which means you'll get an update every day on what's going to be on the show. You would have already known there was going to be a PAGS parody. Keep it right here. We're coming right back.
Don't be an A-dub. Stay with the Joe PAGS Show.
O.C. Brown.
The Attorney General and Bob Mueller disagreed on a key issue. I'll explain what it is and why it matters. Coming up at 8 on the Michael Berry Show.
Great radio stations across the land, joepags.com, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, email. It's all right there. Also, Newsmax TV. It's the Joe PAGS Show. Glad to have you here. And really glad to have our campus reform segment. This week, it's going to be a young man we haven't talked to before. His name is Brett Barbin. Am I saying Barbin right, Brett?
That's right, Joe.
Perfect. It's at BAZBARBIN on Twitter. Go and follow him there right now. He goes to the University of Chicago. I appreciate you stopping by. How you doing?
Absolutely. Thanks for having me on. Doing great.
So I always start out, and Campus Reform, by the way, if people don't go there, I go there every day. CampusReform.org, these young journalists are just putting to shame the legacy media every single day. They do real journalism. They actually focus on fact. They tell the truth. It's very different than what you're used to. So go to CampusReform.org every day. Brett, you are going to school at University of Chicago, and just the name of it sounds like it's a liberal school. Is it?
Yeah, definitely overwhelmingly skewed to the liberal side.
And you've made national headlines because of your stance on abortion. Because God forbid, you want to save the unborn babies. You don't want to kill them.
Yeah, exactly. And in fact, I thought that I was proposing a compromise solution. And when I start to talk to open-minded, pro-choice people on campus, they're actually more accepting of my view because it's really the right thing to do. We shouldn't be compelling people to pay for other people's abortions.
That's what people are afraid of, that you're making sense to those who might be sort of moderate. So we'll get into that in a second. I always start the segment, though, with the news of the day. All right, so the big news of the day is Robert Mueller walks out and very feebly gives his statement basically saying somebody in America is not innocent until proven guilty, basically saying I really couldn't do anything more than I did, and I'm not going to make any more statements. Have a nice day. Anybody talking about that on the campus of do you say U of C? Do you say U of Chi? Or you just call it University of Chicago?
You say U Chicago here. Yeah, Chicago. The Mueller report, the Mueller investigation just ended up finishing yesterday. Haven't heard a whole lot about it on campus, but I would say that most people probably haven't read the Mueller report. I'm one of the few probably who has decided to pick it up, read through it. Haven't gone all the way through it because they give us a lot of work here, but I'm making my way through it.
So the Mueller report makes it clear that there was no evidence of collusion, although Russia did bad things. Trump wasn't involved. And it finds some things according to obstruction, hands them to the AG. Here's the stuff. Do what you will with it. The AG says, well, there's no obstruction here either. And even Mueller himself, which the media is ignoring, and I'm sure you guys probably honed in on this, Mueller himself said that he has no problem with how AG Barr handled the report. Well, AG Barr says there was no obstruction. So he basically says Barr is right. Of course, the media is honing in the fact that I think Mueller said something to the effect of, had we found that he did not commit a crime, we would have told you that. What is that? Now, as a young guy who gets in, who's read much of the report, when you heard that line, what were you thinking?
Well, what I was thinking was certainly he'd be pleased with how AG Barr handled it, but I think he made it pretty clear in his statement, and it's in the report as well, that it's up to Congress. The ball's now in their court. If they want to do something about it, go right ahead. But really, it's their move, whether they want to proceed with it in any way. And so we'll see what happens there.
I think they haven't impeached him because impeachment would help him. I really think that's why. I think if you dare go there, then you have to open the books on everything in that investigation. And I don't think the left really wants that. I think they just like saying impeachment heading into the election. I don't think they really want to do it. All right, let's get into your story. It's Brett Barbin. He's from University of Chicago, from Leadership Institute's campusreform.org. You dare be pro-life. You want children to be born. You don't want them killed in the womb. And you've decided, hey, if nothing else, let's not have students pay for this. That's really where you came from, right?
That's right. I mean, we're going to the University of Chicago to get a great education. It's a great school. And a lot of people here have a sincerely held moral belief that abortion is murder and that they should not be using their student life fees to pay for abortion. Two weeks ago, the incoming president of student government said that abortions are a great thing, good thing, and that her committee in student government, which she runs, supports and funds abortions proudly. And so I had a bunch of students who reached out to me very concerned about that kind of message, and they were asking if I could write any legislation to try to rectify that.
And again, this wasn't you saying no abortions at the University of Chicago for any student there, no abortions in Illinois, no abortions in America, although you and I might feel that way. You were quite literally just saying, don't make me pay for it because I'm against it.
Absolutely. This, a lot of people...
What's the problem with that?
Yeah, unfortunately, a lot of people interpreted this as a campus abortion ban. That was completely not what it was. We don't even have that power. Not possible in government. So what we were just saying is that the very little funds that we do have, which... Actually, let me go through it. Got $1,500 every student is mandated to pay towards the student life fee intended for educational, social, religious, and cultural purposes. And then student government decided to use a little bit of their share of that fee to use for abortions. And so I said, if you're mandated to pay this, you shouldn't have to do it. We've already agreed on this at the federal level 43 years ago with the Hyde Amendment. Because the issue of abortion is so divisive and people have really passionate views on both sides, you shouldn't have to force half the country who's opposed to abortion to really just pay for other people's abortions.
Brett, why exactly would an institution of higher learning have anything to do with aborting unborn children? Why is that a thing? Don't you, as you said, you go there to get an education. You go there to learn about what your next step in life is going to be. Why on God's green earth is the student government talking about a procedure that, as you rightfully say, half of us believe is murder, the other half thinks is a woman's choice? Why is that a thing?
Yeah, it's really suspect because... according to a 2013 statistic, there's one student at the university who gets an abortion each month in the medical center. But this committee has existed for a year and a half, and no one has ever come to it to get funds for abortion. So ostensibly, they're using other resources, other private funds like the Chicago Abortion Fund or the Planned Parenthood Reproductive Justice Fund, which I have gotten a lot of emails from, ironically, because they've been signing me up for these emails and donating to them. But really just proving my point that if you really believe in an expanded access to abortion, just use your own funds. You don't have to use other students' fees.
It is, he's from the University of Chicago. It's Brett Barbin, at BAZBARBIN on Twitter. Go and follow him right now. So, I get that people are going to disagree. I mean, hell, I had Mark Cuban on yesterday. Mark Cuban and I don't get along on a lot of topics. We get along on tons of stuff, though, and it was a great interview. So, you can talk to people with whom you disagree, and that's okay. And I'm okay with people saying, Brett, you're wrong. You're not, but I'm okay with them saying it. They took it to a different level. Death threats? What are we talking about here?
Yeah, so I would say that the discussion in the room was relatively civil on the actual day of the vote. I fielded a lot of good questions. There was critiques, honest critiques of the bill that I was able to answer, and that I actually had a panel of students who presented the bill with me and testified on its behalf in order to advocate for it, and they were also able to engage with some of the students. And so I think we had a somewhat productive discussion that night. The issue is online. There was a lot of vitriol going on. So a few death threats against me, people threatening to find me, track me down, and beat me up. There was an egging that happened outside of the room, and certainly people have been donating to Planned Parenthood and the emergency fund in my name with the intention of funding abortions, which is, as I said, ironic, but at least they're shifting off the burden from students who don't really want to be paying for abortions, consider it a moral, would be violating their moral conscience.
Do they not understand the irony and the hypocrisy of I'm going to kill you if you want to not kill unborn babies? I mean, that's just dumb, no, legitimately dumb, isn't it?
Yeah, I saw certainly tons of abort Brett Barbin signs while I was in the walking around campus. And of course, I still get booed and flipped off as I walk to class. And I've tried to engage with a few students, but actually a girl told me yesterday, I don't engage in civil discourse. So apparently they're just not willing.
Well, isn't that hate speech, Brett? If she doesn't, if they just yell and scream and flip you off. I mean, I know what the flipping off means. It's a couple of words. One starts with F. So, I mean, that's profane. That would be hate speech, wouldn't it? They hate you because, and I'm segueing into the next story, obviously. It's Brett Barbin from U of Chicago. Disturbing number of students say hate speech is not free speech, report says. This is bogus, right? Because, again, they're using hate speech against you, but that's perfectly acceptable. What they call hate speech is really conservative speech, right?
100%. About 41% of students that were polled in that survey said that hate speech should not be protected under the First Amendment. And that's totally bogus. If we're not actually ensuring that hate speech or what they're terming hate speech is protected, that's going to chill debate. That's going to really refine the issues that we're able to discuss. And of course, people were labeling what I was suggesting as hate speech. And so I would actually be shut down if that was to become the case in the interpretation of the First Amendment. But of course, I received a lot of criticism, very deeply personal ad hominem attacks, but totally protected. And as a representative of my class, I'm willing to take it. It's just that the threats of physical violence that were lodged at me were the ones that were deeply concerning. And in fact, on last Tuesday night after the vote, the only reason I was relieved was because no one threw anything at me, even though they threatened to do so online.
Wow. And again, what you say is deemed hate speech. What they're saying to you is acceptable because they're battling the bad guy. I mean, that's real. They're drones. I mean, when you've got 41%, that's disturbing because they're not right. It should be 0%. But the fact that it's 41%, that tells me they're being educated incorrectly and they're being indoctrinated incorrectly, and they don't understand the First Amendment at all. The First Amendment, and you know this, you're a smart guy. The First Amendment was put there because we didn't want King George Washington, who, by the way, said, don't call me a king. They didn't want him to be able to say, Brett said something I find hateful, jail him. Brett said something I find hateful, take away his rights. It's actually there to protect hate speech, is it not?
Exactly. I mean, hate speech and controversial speech, speech from minority groups should be the most protected because it's the most likely to be trampled by the tyranny of the majority, as we try to see on campus. And if you allow for your speech to be suppressed in that way by saying that, hey, my priorities don't matter, my values don't matter because I'm just going to get shut down, I'm just going to get voted down, then craven allowances like those, they allow the tyranny of the majority to gain better footing on campus.
What's interesting is Cabot went out and he did something on campus, and I forget where he went. It might have been FIU, I'm not sure. But he went out there with his camera and microphone, and he said, you know, he asked about the level of hate speech, whether the First Amendment covers somebody saying things that you're uncomfortable with or something you're offended by, and obviously it does cover that. And so many people said, well, maybe, but you don't have to be a jerk about it. Well, listen, right. You can call somebody a jerk, and you can disagree with the speech, but again, to squash the speech is leading us toward being Cuba or China.
Absolutely. And I'd like to think that 41% of the people who were students who said that they don't think hate speech should be protected were actually acting in good faith. But I can't say that all of them were.
Yeah, I believe you. It is, again, go and follow him on Twitter from campusreform.org. It's Brett Barbin, at BAZBARBIN on Twitter. We appreciate you taking the time. One last one. Dozens of Confucius Institutes still operate across the U.S. Didn't get a chance to read the article. I'm assuming this is China having an influence here.
Absolutely. So this was a recent story from the Leadership Institute's Campus Reform. They do a lot of great stories, as you've been referencing, about ongoings on a campus and ways in which student government is misusing its fees or higher ed is really misaligning the next generation through an indoctrination. And so the Confucius Institute, which we actually kicked off campus in the University of Chicago about 5 years ago, is a way in which the Communist Party of China can actually influence the what you're taking in classes, Chinese classes, or they can monitor students who are Chinese students. It's a way in which the party can extend its reach into America. And I speak Chinese for 9 years, been to China several times, and so I definitely know the full breadth of the Chinese party, how oppressive it can be.
Yeah, I've been to China myself, and it is incredibly oppressive. And they also, we adopted our daughter there. While there, they show you what they want you to see. They take you away from the smog-ridden neighborhoods. They take you away from the slums and the fact that you can't drink the water. And they present a very different picture. But I'm really concerned that the curriculum or agenda is being set by somebody in China, somebody who has a very different worldview. How is this allowed? Well, why are they still here at all?
It's because of the money and the influence that the Chinese government is able to provide to different schools who are willing to bend the knee in order to take in some of those funds. But hopefully they're not spending on an abortion.
Hey, listen, absolutely right. Brett, I appreciate the work that you do. I'm sorry that you're getting the threats. Keep on with that firm backbone that you have and stay strong. You know, look, when you're dealing in fact, eventually people will come around. And I love that you're doing one-on-one interactions because people will listen in that form and fashion. Brett Barbin from campusreform.org. Go there every day like I do. Follow him at BAZBARBIN on Twitter. Brett, thanks a million.
Yeah, thanks, Joe, for having me on.
All right, back after this on the Joe Pag Show. Stay right here.
This is the Joe Pag Show.com.
News Radio 1200, WOAI.
Great to have you. 888-941-PAGS. JoePags.com. Always impressed by the young people over at campusreform.org. Brett is no exception. Just a quality guy getting death threats. I've never understood that whole thing from the left. Death threats if you dare disagree with us. Death threats if you want to stop death. Carrie, there was something yesterday. I don't know who was announcing this, but it seemed to be in Washington, where people were saying a number of women that died getting like back alley abortions.
Uh-huh. I think I remember reading
and
something
it,
like that.
It was fact-checked. It turns out they were overblowing the number, that it was way higher than it really was.
Uh-huh.
I don't have it in front of me. I don't know if you've seen that. Is anything like that?
I can try to look for it.
But I'm floating around in the internets, and I see this ridiculousness on some Facebook post somewhere. I can't give you the number they were saying. I can't give you the fact-checking. I just know that I saw this last night, so I'm not going to give you fact and hang my head on it. But what I know is that it doesn't even compare to the number of boys and girls, eventually women and men, that were killed through the procedure abortion. Since 1973, when Roe v. Wade was tried and the Supreme Court said, because of privacy and the woman can make her own decision on health, abortion can't be illegal or whatever. I mean, they didn't actually even say abortion is legal. They just said you can't ask. It's none of your business what procedure, what medical procedure the woman wants to get. Since then, 60 million people have died. 60 million would-be Americans were snuffed out before they were born. One would have to assume, because it's pretty much 50-50, although maybe even a little bit more women than men in our society. Let's go 50-50. 50% would have been women or girls. So 30 million girls/women were killed. Did you find anything on that story?
Yeah, I found something.
Does it say a number?
No, it's just saying that, you know, I guess the Planned Parenthood president, Leanna Wynn, has repeatedly claimed thousands of women died every year from botched abortions. Yeah. Looks like Wynn may play as loose with language as her predecessor, Cecile Richards, did. After a tour of decades of musty academic literature, the Washington Post, Glenn Kessler, concludes Wynn's claim is false, or in post terms, worth four Pinocchios. If we're talking about the era leading up to the 1973 Supreme Court decision legalizing abortion throughout the country,
But it doesn't say exactly what number she was. She said thousands and thousands.
Thousands, right.
Thousands per year. Now, the numbers that I just gave you since 1973, which would be, what, 46 years ago, it's more than a million children killed a year.
And I do have a little something
via abortion.
More. Yeah, it goes on to say... The National Center for Health Statistics listed 235 deaths from abortion in 1965. Total mortality from illegal abortions was undoubtedly larger than that figure, but in all likelihood, it was under 1,000.
So under 1,000 a year in the 60s. And again, without breaking it down exactly, let's just go with her number. Thousands every year. Okay, over a million every year are aborted. For some reason, that number is palatable, okay, and grand, it's awesome. 1.5 million a year die, so what? But if a woman tries to go get an abortion when it's illegal and she dies, we have to change the laws to allow every woman to kill the unborn child. This is what's confusing to me. And I'm not surprised Planned Parenthood or the leader of Planned Parenthood is lying. Planned Parenthood is a group that was started to get rid of the undesirables in our society. It's about eugenics, it's about population control, and it's also specifically about killing unborn black children. Oh, yes, that was a big deal for Margaret Sanger. I'll leave you on that happy note for TV. We continue on radio when we come back, a lot more, including Trump's tweet that has people questioning it. Keep it here.
This is the Joe Pags Show.
You do life.
Now, live from the WOAI studios in San Antonio, it's the Joe Pags Show.
Joe Pags Show. To talk to Joe, call 888-941-PAGS. And now, it's Joe Pags.
All right, great radio stations across the land. JoePags.com, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, email, all right there. Glad to have you here. Also, the live video stream, good to have you here, too. The Joe Pags Show coming your way on a Thursday. Feeling all right. You know it.
Seems I got to have a change in scene.
That's the chocolate voice.
Cause every night I have the strangest dreams.
It's velvety.
By the way, things
it's nice, isn't it?
Be, yeah.
So I got an email from a guy who suggested a parody some time ago. And he also said that the show should be on earlier in Denver on KHOW. We love being on KHOW. And I'm like, well, yeah, it'd be great, but nothing I could really do about it. We're on at 10 o'clock Mountain Time in Denver. The guy wrote me back and he said, you're welcome. What are you talking about?
Okay.
He said, well, they're running an hour of you earlier and then 3 hours later. Like, oh, come on. So I got a hold of Tim, who's the PD there, great guy. I said, so what's the story? He said, yeah, we're doing that. They're listening to this hour live right now.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, so that's good news. Mm-hmm. Now, I don't know this is permanent. I don't know if this is something that's going to happen for a little while. I have no idea. I'm glad. I'm certainly glad because now the callers from Denver can get involved
that's
in the program.
Great. Yeah.
And again, you get all 3 hours later, so if you want to hear this hour again. I think this hour is going to be so good that it deserves to be listened to again later. So listen to it twice. What?
Okay.
What's wrong with
all
that?
All right. Well, you better make it good. Great.
We're going to do our level best. And, of course, we're on great radio stations all over. But I did not realize that that was happening. Also, I heard from our friend over in Oklahoma City, in Enid, that they're adding an FM station to our great affiliate there.
Listen,
whatever it takes, man. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
We're
just doing the thing.
You got to do it. Yep.
Just trying to get it done.
Mm. Love it.
And we get it done like nobody else gets it done. You know why? Because we did it. I don't even know what that means.
Yeah, we did.
So the president did his thing, tweeted. This is what he does. I'm not going to open up Trump tweets. It's just going to be a Trump tweet. By the way, it's Kevin over at our affiliate. I don't want to not name him at KZLS. They're adding an FM and 99.7 FM. Nothing wrong with that.
Very good.
Along with 1640. It's the Eagle. It's the Eagle there in Oklahoma City, Enid area. All right. The president likes to go to the Twitter. Mueller walked out yesterday, gave about, an 8-minute speech, cast a bunch of doubt on this, that, and the other, said he's not going to take any questions and he's not going to go speak in front of Congress and I'm out of here. Basically said, I'm out. Screw you. Drop the mic. The president thought he would go ahead and respond, and he did. He said, Russia, 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 that's all you heard. Here, let me put this on the screen for the people watching. That's all you heard at the beginning of this witch hunt hoax, and now Russia has disappeared because I had nothing to do with Russia helping me to get elected. It was a crime that didn't exist, so now the Dems and their partner, the fake news media, say he fought back against this phony crime that didn't exist, this horrendous false accusation, or acquisition, he says. I think he meant accusation. Acquisition would be something different. And he shouldn't fight back. He should just sit back and take it. Could this be obstruction? No. Mueller didn't find obstruction either, presidential harassment. Now, do you know what they're taking issue with on that?
I don't. What?
Well, I'll say it again. It's in the first part of the tweet. I guess acquisition also, he probably corrected that too. But he deleted this tweet after he posted it. I think he reposted it, worded differently. Russia, 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 that's all you heard at the beginning of this witch hunt, and now Russia has disappeared because I had nothing to do with Russia helping me to get elected.
Oh. Yeah,
people are now saying Trump is admitting Russia helped him get elected.
Right, 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 right.
So let me sit back in my chair, a little story time. And I've defended this guy about this over and over and over again to the point to where people get mad at me for defending him. And let me say this to any naysayers that gave me a hard time about the Mark Cuban interview yesterday. A, one of the best, most extensive interviews you're ever going to hear with the guy. B, I showed that people who don't agree on everything can get along and have a really good long interview. And C, the vast majority of you really got something out of it, and I appreciate you. But there are a few naysayers. How dare you ever have him on? Ever? Like, you can't ever have the guy on. Let me say this as clearly as I can. If former President Obama said yes to an interview with me, I would go and do it. I would do it, and I wouldn't go in and yelling and screaming at him. I would go in and I would talk about stuff. I'd establish the relationship, and then I would go after the policies that I found to be horrendous. And then it would be up to him to answer or not. I think Mark Cuban will come on again. I think we'll debate politics. I think we'll debate economy, and I think it'll go very well. Because the guy trusts me, and I trust that he's gonna come and be honest. He was more comfortable. I don't think I've ever seen him more comfortable than he was yesterday. Carrie, would you agree to that?
I would, yeah. He seemed pretty relaxed.
And your husband was jealous of the interview?
Oh, that was a joke I was making.
Yeah. Oh, I thought he was actually a fan.
Making another joke.
Oh, so he was jealous of Mark, that he had a relationship with me.
Yeah, you guys were bros.
Because we are bros. First of all, we are bros. Let's not say pretending or anything.
Okay.
We are.
Okay.
That's the first thing.
Mm-hmm.
And second thing, he said, just knock that off. Mm. And I'm not going to say what it is, but he said he's done with it.
Okay.
Maybe not.
Yeah, right.
Maybe I'm making that up. All right. So the president clearly words this in a way that anybody who's anti-President Trump can say, that admits it, Russia helped him. Let me hearken back to when, and I don't know if he was candidate Obama or President Obama. I think he was still candidate. I think it was 2008. He's sitting down with George Stephanopoulos, who shouldn't be anywhere near the word ABC News or the words ABC News. He shouldn't be, because he's a Clinton, high-level Clinton operative. He's not a guy who's a journalist. You cannot trust what George Stephanopoulos says or does. But he's being interviewed by him, and Obama said something to the effect of, well, I'm not going to listen to them. You know, it doesn't really matter what they say about my Muslim faith. And Stephanopoulos corrects him and says, you mean your Christian faith? He said, my Christian faith. I mean, Obama was doing what Trump did here. No, he wasn't admitting he was a Muslim, even though many of you believe that he is. He was just repeating the question because people kept on bringing up the question of his faith and whether he was a Muslim. And he was responding to the question in the way that it was worded, and he used sort of the same words, my Muslim faith. Like Trump said, Russia helping me get elected. Clearly, they could have both worded it better. I did not walk away from that the way many people walked away from it. Let's see if I can get it in context. I don't want to just paraphrase it from 11 years ago. Obama, my Muslim faith. I wonder if it's even available. It might not be because YouTube is so far left wing. It's the president. It's 9 years ago. Somebody examining the evidence that he is a Muslim. And I remember he was sitting outside with Stephanopoulos, I believe, when this thing happened. And I'm pretty sure he said it on the campaign trail. Yeah. Let me just make sure that this isn't. Let me just listen to it for real quick. Yeah. And this is somebody who's grabbing an 11-second clip. So I'll play it for you.
Absolutely right that John McCain has not talked about my Muslim faith. And you're absolutely right that has not come from my Christian faith.
So, I mean, Stephanopoulos actually related pretty well. I guess what was happening was there were people on the right in America and other people who were saying a lot that he's a Muslim. He in his book said that he would stand with Muslims in a time of this, that, and the other. And Stephanopoulos brings it up, and I guess somebody alleged that John McCain was saying he was a Muslim when John McCain actually never said that. And Obama was defending McCain here, saying, well, no, he's never brought up my Muslim faith, in context of what the question was. This is not Obama admitting he's a Muslim. This is him saying, no, John McCain's never said I was. But he worded it poorly. And Stephanopoulos, in trying to save him, actually does him a disservice by saying, oh, no, your Christian faith. And Obama says, yeah, my Christian faith. No, what Obama was saying was, John McCain has not said I'm a Muslim. But he said it poorly. Does that make sense, Carrie?
It does, yes. I get where you're coming from.
So, I mean, I'm comparing and contrasting. So Obama is not admitting that he's a Muslim there, even though he says my Muslim faith. Trump is not admitting Russia helped him get elected. He's basically saying it had nothing to do with all this garbage with you people saying Russia helped me get elected. But he worded it poorly on a tweet. Now, I'm going to implore the president, and he doesn't listen to my show. Maybe he does. I don't know. Probably listens on the podcast, Carrie. I would for your voice alone.
I'm sure.
I'm Carrie Lockie.
That's right.
Now, the news.
I don't do that, but yeah.
In other news, chocolate is yummy.
I think I want you to start every newscast with that from now on.
No, I will not
chocolate
do that.
If you had a button, people would drive off the road. Button. It's already chocolatey smooth enough.
No.
You get a button, forget it. People would be passing out. We would be arrested and charged with causing accidents.
Well, I don't want to do that, but I would like a button. Yeah.
I don't want to do that, but I'd like a button. Chocolate.
There's no way.
Totally
You're not getting a button. You're never getting a button. So I'm not giving the president a pass. I'm saying he needs to stop tweeting so quickly, tweeting so much, and be sure that what you're about to press send on makes sense and is what you're trying to say. But his and I believe it was a faux pas. His mistake here, in my opinion, is the same as Obama's mistake in 2008. And it's that easily explained. People now saying he's admitting Russia helped him get elected are just people who don't like him. And they're going to keep it, no matter what he says or does, that's going to be their modus operandi. And I'm not falling for it. 888-941-PAGS, joepags.com. Your calls on that and much more when we come back. Stay here.
This is the Joe Pags Show.
First one in, last one out. The habits of a dedicated employee or just someone trying to avoid rush hour. Check in with us for the latest traffic, mornings and afternoons. You probably weren't going to get that raise anyway. On News Radio 1200 WOAI.
All right, great to have you. The Joe Pags Show, 888-941-PAGS, 888-941-7247. JoePags.com. Glad to have you along for the ride. President, I believe, poorly words a sentence in his tweet, much like Obama poorly wording his answer to John McCain, calling him a Muslim or not. And I think that's what it is. It's a mistake, and humans make mistakes. The media, though, watches every breath he takes and every single word that comes out of his fingers or mouth, and they will pounce on it if they think they got something. And I got to tell you, I don't think they have anything. We go to the phone lines, 888-941-PAGS, joepags.com. Carrie, am I going to play that parody this hour too or not?
No, don't think we have time. I think
so. You're saying no then?
Jam-packed. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Really? You got a lot to deliver, huh?
Yeah.
A lot of news stories.
Got to get on that. Yeah. Not time for parody. No, sir. Mm-mm.
You're such a jerk. That's just mean.
Oh,
let me go to Robin on line one. Robin, what's going on? Hi.
Hi, Joe. I'm just wondering if we're not giving President Trump enough credit and if he knew exactly what he was doing when he tweeted that. I'm wondering if he was really saying, you know, like, nah, 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 now you can't prove it. I've done anything and Russia helped me and you can't do anything about it.
Well, I'm going to say no. And the only reason I say no, because I think that you're on to something if the tweet remains, but it doesn't. He took the tweet down. He deleted it. So if he would have left it up, then maybe you're on to something. But the fact that he took it down just means to me that he's a human and he made a mistake.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
Well, maybe it was the backlash, but I still think it's possible.
Oh, no, he doesn't care. Come on. That man doesn't care about backlash. You know that. He doesn't care about what people say.
Yeah, that's true.
So yeah, I'm going to go with the human nature thing. I appreciate you, Robin. Thank you. So, Carrie, you're saying no, then, to the parody.
Yeah, I just don't think there's enough time. I really
Richard,
don't.
Texas. What's happening? Richard, hi.
Hey. I'd just like to say, of all the parodies I've heard,
right,
is musically, that is on spot. That was way up there at the top.
Wow.
Of the list.
Wow. Carrie, did you have something to say because you didn't want me to play it again?
No, I've got nothing to say. No. I think I was making some faces.
Richard, let me ask you this. What would it be like for you, Richard, to go to work every day and deal with somebody that you know is this disdainful
like so
on
hard.
What you try to bring for the people?
Well, I just think y'all make a good team. You need to have a little...
Oh, boy.
Why you cut the man off?
That, Richard, let me ask you something. If you were me, would you play the parody again?
It's good. Yeah, I could see you doing that one again.
All right, brother. I appreciate it, Richard. That. Thank you. See, Richard likes you so... Thanks, Richard. Richard likes you so much, he was trying to be negative, but he couldn't. He was trying to take your side.
That. He was trying.
But he knew that you were dead wrong.
Well, he didn't say that.
888-941-PAGS, joepags.com. By the way, the president just in the past hour announced new tariffs on one of our trade partners. And, Kara, if you don't mind, give us that story. Then I'll get back to the phone lines on the presidential tweet. And I want people's thoughts on the fact that he's doing this with a tariff. Go ahead.
From the Hill, President Trump announced late Thursday he would implement a 5% tariff on imports from Mexico starting June 10th until such time as illegal migrants coming through Mexico stop. On June 10th, the United States will impose a 5% tariff on all goods coming into our country from Mexico until such time as illegal migrants coming through Mexico and into our country stop, Trump tweeted. The tariff will gradually increase place until the illegal immigration problem is remedied, at which time the tariffs will be removed. Details from the White House to follow. And the announcement follows a day of speculation after Trump said Thursday morning he would make his biggest statement yet on the border. Mexico is the United States' biggest trading partner, having replaced China at the top spot amid an ongoing trade war between Washington and Beijing. The U.S.-Mexico trade relationship's in a critical stage as both Trump and his Mexican counterpart, President Andrés Manuel López Obrador, on Thursday sent the newly negotiated United States-Mexico-Canada agreement to their respective Congresses for approval. And Trump's announcement comes just weeks after Trump lifted steel and aluminum tariffs on Mexico and Canada.
So he's adding tariffs not because of an imbalance in trade, which there still is. We need to get the USMCA done and replace NAFTA. But he's adding tariffs. I got to tell you, I find this to be genius. He's going to put tariffs on goods from Mexico until Mexico stops it. Because where are the cartels from? They're from Mexico. The drug cartels, the human smuggling cartels, they're from Mexico. The Mexican government has the first ability to clamp down on these people. And they're not. And all of these so-called migrants are going from the Northern Triangle, Honduras, Guatemala, El Salvador. They are coming north through Mexico. Mexico has about 2 weeks worth of time to stop them from ever getting to our border. But Mexico wants them to go through the border and wants them to get here. Because once they get here, they'll be sending back goods and money and whatever else, probably through Mexico, back to their people just south of Mexico. And also, there's a huge benefit to Mexico to allow the continuation of specifically Mexican citizens coming here because of that remittance that I'm talking about. I believe it's the second largest economic number in Mexico behind oil, is the amount of money coming back from America where people have made it here. So the president says, I'll show you. You're not going to step up. You're not going to close your border, because it shouldn't just be a matter of us closing our southern border. They should be closing their southern border. And they should be helping us with their northern border, which is with us. If you won't do it, it's going to cost you more money to send goods this way. If you won't do it, spend a small amount of money. You're going to spend a large amount of money to do business with us. And we're your biggest trading partner. You want to do business with us. I hope it's successful. People will start complaining about this. I'm hoping to have somebody on from the White House tomorrow to explain this, the USS John McCain thing, the tweet thing, the Mueller thing, all of that. We're hoping to do that tomorrow. We hope to have Hogan Gidley, but it looks like Sam tomorrow, right?
Yes.
Okay, so we'll have him tomorrow. He is the principal deputy press secretary. So keep it right here. Much more to come. Your thoughts on what we just told you.
This is the Joe Pags Show.
The Texas.
The Attorney General and Bob Mueller disagreed on a key issue. I'll explain what it is and why it matters coming up at 8 on the Michael Berry Show.
Great radio stations across the land, joepags.com, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, email. It's all right there. Also, the live video feed on the website, joepags.com. Glad to have you here. Welcome to the program. Thanks. Brian writes in, has a small quibble with the parody because it's don't stand so close to me. It's a wonderful building effect, he said. You know, we covered this the first time we played it.
Well, maybe
I said the so the first time.
Listen.
Mm. It's only 3 hours out of 24.
It's not too much to ask, right?
You can't give us 3 hours. I have an idea.
Every second of the show.
Skip a little sleep. Skip a little sleep. Whatever it takes. Forget dinner with the kids.
Dude.
Listen to the show. I want your family sitting around the dinner table with earbuds in. Taking in the Joe Pags Show. What's that? I'm listening to Pags. Your chocolate voice said something. Pass potatoes. That's what I want happening.
Gotcha.
When people get in your car and you're going for a drive while my show is on, I want you to shut them up. You need to shut up. Pags is on.
Sure they do.
You need to shut the face. Bap, I want to hear this. So, yeah, Brian, great to hear from you. But, yes, we covered that. I made the mistake of saying the so in the first time we went through it.
Yeah, that's another reason why I don't think you should do the replay that
actually because
again,
I
because
said
it's
that
not right. It's just not right.
Because so. I said that, I think I have to play it now because a lot of people didn't hear it.
No,
they don't know what I'm
but
referring
it's wrong.
To.
You know, it's wrong. So
let me say this: I wasn't going to play it again.
Yes, you
but
were.
Brian's email actually requires. If I'm going to be a truth teller, if I'm going to be a truth teller, I have to now verify to Brian that we do understand what he's saying.
Right, and we do. But
what?
Again, it is wrong, though. So again,
wrong?
We shouldn't
What's
be
wrong?
Playing the wrong, you know, parody because you put that first
really?
So
that
in,
we should do?
And that's
yeah,
not,
just stop it then?
You know, factually correct.
Pretend you don't hear the first so. Pretend the first so doesn't exist.
I can't. I'd like to pretend
it's a Pags parody. Don't stand so. Because I added the extra so, I'm going to call it Don't Stand So. Could stop it right there. Because Creepy Joe keep his hands to himself. This was suggested by Polo. Look, I wasn't going to do any more parodies ever. Polo's like, hey, you got to do this one, Pagsy. I'm like, okay. It's what happened. It's what happened. The man cannot control himself, though, Joe Biden. Kind of creepy. Very, very touchy-feely. A lot of hands going on. Joe Biden is creepy, is inappropriate. Get it? He wants to so badly get as close as he can get. Between them, there's no room. He's rubbing her shoulders.
Ew.
It's getting much worse now since he's got 10 older.
Come on.
Don't stand so, don't stand so, don't stand so close to her.
Nailed it.
Don't stand so, don't stand so, don't stand so close to her.
Three parts for the people.
He starts out all friendly. You know he's Uncle Joe. Then he moves in on her. Never know how far he'll go. Temptation takes over. He swoops in for the kill. Starts rubbing nose to nose.
Ew.
Someone give this dude a pill. Don't stand so, don't stand so, don't stand so close to her.
What?
Don't stand so, don't stand so, don't stand so close to her.
That's what I do. Give you three parts in the chorus. Nailed it like it hadn't been nailed. The one thing I didn't do, I did not sing the second verse should have been up an octave. Now, you tend to like that because it makes me sound like a total idiot.
Well, yeah, I do think that's kind of funny. Yeah, you should have done that.
And I thought about playing the falsetto one, but nah.
No. Yeah, you still have it? Come on. Play it. Play it. Come on.
No.
Come on. Yeah, come on. Do it for your buddy over
don't
here.
Come on. No, I'm not doing it.
Dude, that
I actually
so
don't
bad.
Have it. I don't have it. I recorded one and I deleted it. So I don't have it. Literally don't have it. Okay. I could do it live, but we're busy. We've got a lot of callers calling in.
Really? Okay.
Want to be heard.
Not too busy. To
I only play that because the guy wrote me an email.
Times in a row.
I'm sorry? What did you say?
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
You just asked me to play more parody.
No, I did. I said you're not too busy to play this parody 500 times during this show. So
I am too busy.
Sing it.
I allotted space to play it three times, once per hour. Stop begging to hear it more. It's weird.
Well, not that one again.
That's really what you're doing.
I want the funny one.
Exactly what you're doing. Matt is in San Antonio. Matt, what's going on? Hi.
Pagsmeister, how you living, brother?
I'm making it happen. I'm living the dream. What's going on?
Awesome. Hey, I think you need to get our buddy Cleto Rodriguez in there and help you on that little parody there.
Now, does Cleto sing?
A lot of karaoke.
Cleto's a good guy. I like him a lot. We're friends, but I've never heard him sing. Can he sing?
Yeah, he's doing karaoke every week now.
Well, let me tell you this. He's never invited me. You know why? Because he's scared. He's scared that I'll show up and I'll bring it like it's been brought in. Nobody, listen, I will do karaoke right here on the show. Don't start with me, all right? I'll do it.
Okay. No, the reason I called is because I think that it is our Trollmaster president again using his laser pointer on the cats, the media, because if you think about it, he forgot the T.
It should have been, it had nothing to do with the Russians electing me. And I think, you know, he never deletes tweets, and a lot of times he has misspellings and he just leaves them. I think he deliberately deleted it because he knows exactly what they're going to do. And maybe the next time you interview him, you know, we can wager a little bet that that's what the reason that he did that for.
Well, that would require the president of the United States, who is extremely busy, stopping everything that he's working on and going, let me play games with this tweet, delete it, leave a tee off, delete it, and then laugh about it when the media goes nuts. I just think he made a mistake. And I think that it probably should have been worded better, and he shouldn't have sent it out before he did. But I hear what you're saying, if you add the tee, it actually does change it. I mean, it completely changes it, and if he says it instead of I, it totally makes sense, and maybe that's what he intended to do. The problem with Twitter is you can't edit. Unlike on Facebook, if I write something wrong, I can edit the actual post. On Twitter, you have to delete it and start all over. So I don't think it's what you think it is, but it does make sense if that hits you right.
Yeah, that's awesome.
And tell Cleto stop ducking me.
You have a good evening.
All right, brother, we'll see you, Matt. I have never met Cleto Rodriguez in person, I don't think. Maybe once. For those around the country, he's on our local NBC affiliate in San Antonio. What would you call him? He's the sort of the pop culture guy. He's a comedian.
He's
honest to goodness comedian. He's a good guy.
Mm-hmm.
Now we're friends. We've talked back and forth on the social media. But I think maybe I met him once, maybe at Channel 4. But hey, I'll throw down. We'll do some karaoke. Let's go.
Mm-hmm.
Let's go.
Okay.
Let's go.
Karaoke off. Mm. Mm-hmm.
Is that what it's called? That sounded Russian.
No, I just made that up.
Vladimir Karaokeyov on line three. Vladimir Karaokeyov. That's right. Let me go back at it and say hello to line one. It's Randy in Missouri. Randy, what's going on?
Hey, what's going on, Mr. Baggs?
Living a dream, man. Talk to me.
Let me tell you something about that tweet President Trump did. He was looking out for the economy. He did that on purpose to keep these liberal media working.
Oh, is that what it was? He's making sure that they're not unemployed?
Exactly. That's got to be it.
So, you told Sam that you think that he's trying to stir the pot. I don't think you make a mistake in a tweet by stirring to stir the pot, do you?
Well, he's got to keep them all working. He's got to keep it going.
I got you.
The more they talk about him, the more all of us deplorables still love him.
I tell you what, Randy, listen, one thing that you're right about, you could be right about the whole thing, but the one thing you're right about is he is a master at having everybody talk about him at all times. I mean, it's crazy how good he is at that.
I know it, and it's wonderful down here in Southeast Missouri because everybody loves him, even if they don't want to admit it. They do.
I hear you. All right, Randy, I appreciate you. Back at it. It's going to be Josh in Lockhart, Texas. Josh, what's going on? Hi.
Hey, how's it going?
Living a dream, man. What's happening?
Hey, so talking about this tariff on Mexican goods.
Yeah.
Trump said that the Mexicans would pay for the border wall. Maybe this is his way.
Well, yeah, listen, you make a lot of sense because he said during the campaign that Mexico was going to build a big, beautiful wall. Mexico's going to pay for it. And Mexico kept saying, you know, forget you. The former president actually used the F word to President Trump, then candidate Trump. But if he adds this 5% because Mexico won't do anything to stop the flow of illegals, 100% of that 5% should go straight towards the wall. I think you're onto something.
That's what I'm thinking.
All right, brother. Thanks, appreciate you. All right, Josh. Open line now. 888-941-PAGS. 888-941-7247. JoePags.com. Quick break here. Coming right back. Don't touch that dial. Stay here.
You're listening to Joe Pags
on WOAI.
At the top in 30 minutes past the hour.
The most important news story.
If it matters to you.
I really like getting updates.
It matters to us. News Radio 1200 WOAI.
Great to have you, the Joe Pags Show, 888-941-PAGS, joepags.com. Glad to have you. Good stuff. That's Carrie Lockie. And Carrie, I'm not going to tell people what you wrote, but again, some of these messages during the show are kind of rude.
Dude, I'm just trying to keep it real with you now.
Let me ask you this. What? As a news person, how professional are you?
Extremely professional.
I'm going to need you to read the story I just gave you, please. If you don't mind. It's a verifiable news story.
No, I don't want to read this one.
Yeah, but it's a news story. It's a news
really?
Story.
Really? How so? Okay.
Let me ask you something. Okay, so who's the news person then?
That would be me. All right.
Okay, I'm just...
Okay,
I'm
here we go.
All right.
From Alt Press.
Yes.
Taylor, who are we talking about? Okay, Corey Taylor. I guess is from Slipknot. Taylor's fiance Alicia has assured the internet. Right. Okay, this is the update. Wait, here we go. Oh my gosh. Okay. Slipknot vocalist Corey Taylor took to Twitter last night to share a bit of news that left many of us surprised, shocked, and a bit confused. According to Taylor, he, quote, blew out his left testicle while working on some high notes. No, we're not making this up.
I'm sorry.
Do you know what I said?
No, what did you say? What did you say?
According to Taylor, he blew out his left testicle while working on some high notes. Taylor posted the unfortunate news last night, saying working on my 87 Dokken high notes this morning, bleeped around and blew out the left testicle. Careful on reentry, kids.
Now, so what was the update by his girlfriend?
And I guess his fiance has assured the internet the singer's genitalia remains unharmed. Can confirm at Corey Taylor's. I can't say this stuff.
What?
Dude, I can't. You say it.
Be a professional. Be a professional.
I am a professional. That's why I can't say it.
Well, why don't you earn your paycheck?
Basically, they're just fine.
Not basically. Read the story.
I can't.
Like basically.
I can't confirm it. Corey Taylor rocks. Basketballs are just fine, she tweeted shortly after his initial
basketballs?
Tweet. I may have added the basket word. I can't believe you made me read that. Dude.
Let me ask you something. Were you uncomfortable reading that story?
Extremely.
Look across the microphone at your partner in the studio.
I know, because he's the one that sent it to you.
He did it. He's the one that sent it to me, okay?
I was just looking out for you because I knew you were working on the parody, so I was like, hey, just, you know.
I was working on the parody, and it's true. After my cancer, I only have the one, so you don't want to blow anything out. You know what I'm saying?
You don't want to be, you know.
What's that?
I was going to say.
You don't want to be what? What were you going to say?
Like an empty nester, I guess.
Wow. Wow. An empty nester? Is that really where you went? People, this is what you get. Now, people in Denver are going, why would you run this guy live when this is what he does? Look, this is hour three, okay? This is for us, it's hour three. For Boston, it's hour two. For a lot of places, it's hour two. I get it. But this is, look, Carrie has to make a decision in her career. And I know that's just a new career and she's still working on it. But she's got to make a decision. Either she's going to be the news person or not. And if you're going to be, you got to talk about the guy farted on the plane story. You got to talk about somebody blew out his genitalia. You got to do what you got to do.
I just don't find that very newsworthy, though, is what I'm saying.
Listen, there are a lot of people that like the Slipknot.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes, I'm sure that's most of our audience.
Paul, can you name a song by Slipknot? I cannot.
I do know someone. Off the top of my head, I can't think of one.
Sam, Slipknot?
I cheated. I just went on Google.
She went on Google to find out a Slipknot song.
I know Slipknot. I just can't name any other songs off the
Let's
top of my head.
Let's go around the horn. Polo, is that a news story or not?
I mean, it's something to be aware of, I guess.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I could not agree more. Sam, news story or not?
Maybe pop news culture story.
Exactly right.
Pop
Polo news.
Polo should have read that. Yeah.
Why? What are you talking about?
I'm going to find Polo a story for tomorrow for pop culture.
I think you should. I think this would be a fun game.
Mm-hmm.
I would like to sit in the sideline and watch you two go at it for a minute because I'm tired of taking your abuse, to be honest. All right. I'm going to vote. Let me vote. A news story or not? Yeah, we say 100% news story.
My vote is no.
And that it is righteous.
Not you know, a news story.
Your vote doesn't count. 75-25. That's the end of the vote.
Just person on the show. Yes, I should have a voice.
Right. No, you just read the stories. We give the stories, you read them. All right, let me go to the phone line. Say hello to Jeff in Minnesota. Jeff, what's going on? Hi.
Hey, Joe, how's it going?
Living a dream, man. Making it happen. What's going on with you?
I was just commenting on that awesome parody.
Right.
I mean, you nailed it. I think it's better than the original version.
I could not agree more. Go ahead. Go on.
And I really don't appreciate your sidekick Caroline's condescending
attitude.
Exactly right.
Yeah, Caroline needs to read the news stories too, right? And that news story was a news story, was it not?
It was a news story. She should have been able to read it if she is truly a professional, which she
Thank
did
you. Know. Well, no, she read it, so she's a professional. Jeff, I got to let you go. Great. This is a good call
really?
Of the week.
Where is the Rick
call of the week, clearly.
On that one, Caroline?
Call of the week.
Things are so funny. Oh, not call of the week. It was terrible.
What I love, somebody tweeted out, hashtag Team Karen. I think that was hilarious.
Yeah.
I think that was good.
That's great.
I'm telling you, the listeners are really stepping up. This is why you listen all 3 hours. Let me go to Kirk in Minnesota. Kirk, I've got 20 seconds. Go.
All right. Well, Joe, you're awesome. Keep the parodies up. But
Thank
I think
you.
You need to change your song just a little bit.
Okay.
Go. Don't stand, Joe. Don't stand, Joe.
Oh, lost you. I lost you. Oh, bad connection. It was a bad connection. It sounded like he was going, duh, duh, duh. I don't know what that was.
That was what he was doing.
What I love is that Kirk was able to actually give it a shot, whereas I had to argue with you for you to do your little job. This is a pop culture. Dirty pop. Yo. Hi, Paula, what's going on?
What's he saying?
Any Slipknot?
Well, no, but speaking of interesting stories, okay. I know you're a huge fan of MTV and their programming.
I haven't seen it in 20 years.
Well, you're probably not going to want to watch this either. But they're coming out with a new dating show. And actually, they've had it before, but this one, it's called Are You the One? And this particular season is going to be featuring all sexually fluid singles.
Yes. Yes. Now we're talking. That's programming.
Yes, because it's a totally diverse and inclusive casting. That's what they're calling it.
It's actually not diverse at all if they're all the same thing. I'm just going to put it out there. 888-9- the phone number doesn't matter. We got to go. That's Carrie. That's Polo. That's Sam. I'm Joe. We'll see you tomorrow. Bye.
This is the Joe Pags Show.